Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Gimel, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yosef. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadal Lechayim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. I also want to wish a heartzig mazel tov to Yedidi, Reb Shimshi Younger, Umishpachtoi, his family. He's also Echad Mibnei Chabura in honor of his daughter Malki's wedding tonight to Avrumi Katz. And they should be Zoicha, the young couple, to build a bayis them and be Yisrael. They should always give you Nachas. They should give the Zedas Nachas, Reb Zeila Grossman Umishpachtoi, Reb Moshe Younger, Umishpachtoi, the Shvugas, Avrumi Grossman, Yitzchak Schomberger. And really, the entire family, we should always share in simchas and Yiddish and Nachas together. So we're up to the fourth of the four dafin in Perek Rabbi Gamliel, which is going to continue very much me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa'inyin. And that is, how is it that a get or mimer impacts Yibam? Midday Raisa, when a Yavama falls li'yibam to a Yavam, the Yavam has two choices: to do either Yibam or Chalitza. Anything else will have no impact, no ramifications on the Yevamis situation. Stating that, Chazal said that there are two other things that if the Yavam did towards the Yavama, would impact the Yibam. Number one, Maimer. Number two, a Get. We've been discussing Maimer and Get, how it impacts the Nefilu Yibam for the last three Dafin. Today's Daf is going to be the final Daf on this topic. Now, the specific context of where it is we're at is the Gemara had brought a three-way machloikis tanoim. What happens if the Yavam would do maimer, would give chalitza, and after the chalitza he would do maimer? Would the maimer that was done after chalitza have an impact, or would it not have an impact? The Mishnah said it would not have an impact. Stating that, the Gemara said that Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin is not Toifas B'chayvei Lavin. Maimer is Kedushin. That's really what it is. It's a Maisa Kedushin that's done between a Yavam and a Yavama. Once the Yavam does Chalitza, there's a Loisase for the Yavam to marry the Chalutza. Kivan Shaloi Bana Shuv Lo Yifna. As a result, it's an example of a classic Chayvei Lavin. It's no different than if a Kohen would be Mekadesh a Grusha, where according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin wouldn't be Toifis. So too, says the Mishnah, if the Yavam would do Maimer La'achar Chalitza, Ein Achar Chalitza Klo, meaning the Maimer would have no impact. But according to the Chachamim, said the Gemara, that holds Kedushin is Toifis B'chayvi Lavin. There's no reason that Maimer, which at the end of the day is a Maisa Kedushin, shouldn't be Chal after the Chalitza is done. And again, just to be clear, that if after Chalitza there would be an Isser Eishas Ach between the Yavam and the Yavama, then it's Pashut, even according to the Chachamim, that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, of course the Maimer wouldn't work, because even though the Chachamim hold that Kedushin is Toifas B'chayvi Lavin, but the Chachamim agree that Kedushin is not Toifas B'chayvi Krisos. But once Chalitza is done, the Isser Eishas Ach will never come back. Kivan Shaloi Bana Shuv Lo Yivna. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, that according to the Chachamim, that hold that Kedushin is Toifas B'chayvi Lavin, if the Yavam would do Chalitza and then he would do Maimer, the Maimer would be Chal. But the Gemara brought a third opinion, and that was the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Shita was a Kasav Ashlishi HaMachriya Beinein. Rebbe said it depends. Sometimes if Maimer is done after the Chalitza, the Maimer is going to be Chal. And sometimes if Maimer is done after the Chalitza, the Maimer is not going to be Chal. Meaning sometimes I hold like the Chachamim, and sometimes I hold like Rabbi Akiva. What does it depend on? So the Gemara said it depends on what the Das was of the Yavam when he did the Maisa Maimer. If the Maimer that was done l'shum ishus, then really what he was doing was being Mekadesher. And Rebbe holds like the Chachamim, that Kedushin is Toifas B'chayvi Lavin. And if that's the case, if he would do Maimer after Chalitza, the Kedushin would be Chal. If, however, when the Yavam did Maimer, he had in mind l'shum Yavmus, in his mind he was doing a Maisa Yibum, not a Maisa Kedushin. So if that's the case, being that once Chalitza happens, the Yavmus is no longer Nogeya, and in his mind, all he was doing was a Maisa Yavmus, even though it's true he did a Maisa Kedushin, but Rashi says it'd be a Kedushe Tois, and it's for that reason nothing would be Chal. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if you do Maimer L'Achar Chalitza, It's nothing. According to the Chachamim, if you do Maim Alach HaChalitza, it's going to be a regular Kedushin. Rebbe said it depends. If your Kavana was Lashum Ishus, then it's going to be Chal. Because B'Yesoidoi, he holds like the Chachamim, the Kedushin, Stifus B'Chad Yilavim. However, if he had a mind to do it Lashum Yabmus, in that case, it's not going to be Chal. Now, today's daf is going to begin with a discussion amongst Amayroim, my time of the Rebbe. Why is it that Rebbe holds that in the event that the Yavam did Maimer L'Shum Yavmus, that the halacha is that the Yibum or the Maimer is not going to be Chal? Now we explained it very superficially, very simply. It sounds like he wants to do Maimer and he can't do Maimer because Maimer Bechepta is something that's done Bein Yavam L'Yavam. Once the Chalitza is done, at that point, Einach HaChalitza Klum, really, there is no Zika anymore. There is no Yibum anymore. So if that's the case, it's a Kiddush HaTais. But the Gemara is going to go into a deeper understanding of what Shitas Rebbe was. In the course of discussing Shitas Rebbe, the Gemara is also going to discuss Shitas HaChachamim, because at the end of the day, the Chachamim argue with Rebbe. Now, to discuss Rabbi Akiva is not necessary, because Rabbi Akiva holds Kiddushin Zan Toifas B'Chavi Lavin, so it doesn't matter what your Kavana is. Once you do Chalitza to Chavi Lavin, there's no way to be Mekadosh this Isha. But what we really have is a more proteistic machloikis, a more local machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. They both agree Kiddushin Zan Toifas B'Chavi Lavin, and they both agree that in the event that the Yavam would do Maimer, he'd be Mekadesh the Isha, L'Shum Isha, so it would be Chal. The question is, if he did it L'Shum Yavmos, in that case, is it going to be Chal or is it not going to be Chal? The Gemara now is going to bring six opinions in the Amayram. Some of the Svaras that we're going to see in the first part of today's Daf is going to be Lamdish. The first part of today's Daf is more Lamdish. Second part of today's Daf is more Cheshbon. Hatzad HaShavah Shebehem is, this is real Yavamis. But the bottom line is, the Gemara now is going to bring six different Mahalchim in terms of my time of the Rebbe. In some of the Mahalchim, not all, but in some of the Mahalchim, the Gemara is going to say, well, if that's what Rebbe holds, then what do the Chachamim hold? Again, every Svara that we're about to see requires a first Seder in Yeshiva, Al Tehi Kalo Beinecha, but at the same time, we do what we do, and on that note, Zok the Heilige Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, my time of the Rebbe. Why is it that Rebbe holds that in the event that the Yavam would be Mekadish the Yavama, La'acha Chalitza L'Shum Yavmus, the halacha is, it wouldn't be Chal. It's because Rebbe holds Asua Ka'oider B'Nichsei Ager V'Kasavar Shaloihen. We look at this person as someone that was working outside in a field. Now, he thought he was working in his own field. Turns out he was really working in the field of a ger. Now, what does a ger have to do with anything? Because a ger really has tremendous significance. A ger that dies, his possessions are considered hefker. If a person dies, his possessions are not hefker. Because somewhere, there is a yoyresh who really has a claim. And Yerusha is something that's chal b'memela, without the Yerush even having to make a kinyan, and it's for that reason it belongs to somebody. But a ger is someone that can technically not have any yarshim, and the reason is because gershin is gares kekotin shenoy ledami. So very often when Chazal wanted to describe something that was heftier, they would refer to it as nechsei hager. So nechsei hager really is just, in our sugya, another way of saying that this was heftier. So what happens if someone was oider b'nechsei hager? Oider of Seydiz Ram fame is talking about somebody that was digging in a field. He was doing a maisa kinyan in a field, right? If someone's oider, someone digs in a field, he wants to be koina with that act of digging. It's something that would be a kinyan. So this person was digging in a field that was heftier. Based on that, in theory, he just made a maisa kinyan in a field that's hefker. Lo and behold, he could have been koinin. However, kesava shalohin, he thought it was his. So is he koinin or is he not koinin? So the halach is the loy koinin. You're not going to be koinin. So it says, Rabbi Yosef, you want to know why Rabbi holds that in the event that the person was mekadosh anisha l'shum yavmos, it's not going to be chal. Because even though it's true that this person did a maisa kedushin that really could be chal, but in his mind, he was thinking that he's doing maimer, and Maimer is something that doesn't work. Now, Lefia Emes, he was doing Kedushin, something that really could work. So he really did a Maisa that could create an Ishos. But in Chap, he was doing a Maisa that could create an Ishos. Because in his mind, he was doing Maimer, which is something you can't do. So Rabbi Yosef drew a parallel between that and an Oida B'Nichse Ager. Oida B'Nichse Ager is doing a Maisa Kinyan, but he doesn't Chap, he's doing a Maisa Kinyan. And just like Oida B'Nichse Ager, the Halach is, he's not Koino. So too, if somebody would do Maimer in his mind with a Yavama, even though Maimer is technically a Maisa Kedushin, and it's Lacha Chalitza, so the Kedushin really should be Chal. According to the Chachamim, the Kedushin's life is B'chai B'Elavin, so it's not going to work. Amalei Abayis, when you have Rabbi Yosef, you know, the next Amayra is going to be Abayis. So Abayis told Rabbi Yosef, Midami, I don't think it's a Tushdel, this case to Oida B'Nechzeget, right? Even just from learning and hearing the Svara, it's obvious that there's a distinction, right? What's the distinction? He said, Hossam over there, Loika Mechavin Lamikni. In the case where the person was being Oida B'Nechzeget, he thought he was just doing work in his backyard on a nice Sunday afternoon, right? In his mind, that's what he's doing. He had no in mind, no kavana to do a kinyan, and he just thought he was working the field. So he had no kavana to make a kinyan. If you have no kavana to make a kinyan, and it turns out you made a kinyan over there, that's the halach of oidim nichsei ager v'kasav shaloyhein deloikani. But halach over here, come mechavim lemikni. Over here, he did have a mind to make a kinyan. This person had a mind to be mekadesh the sisha. Now, it just so happens, and his kavana was to be mekadesh l'shem maimer, and it turns out he couldn't be mekadesh l'shem maimer. But he does have a mind to be mekadesher. So if that's the case, it's not oida benichsei ager. You know what it is, said Abaye. If you really want a shtal to oida benichsei ager, holy dam ye elab oida benichsei ger ze v'kasaver shel ger acharu. What would be if a person in his mind was being oida benichsei ager, but he thought it belonged to this ger? Avram ben Avram, it turns out it belonged to the other ger, Avram ben Avram. But he didn't have which ger it was. What's the halach over there? The kani. There you are, kaino. Because even though it turns out that you're being oider in a field that is not the field you thought you were being oider in, but at the same time, you had a mind to do a kinyan that would work, so there's no reason it shouldn't work. Over here, this person had a mind to be Mekadosh to Sisha. He thought he's being Mekadosh to Yavam. Turns out he's being Mekadosh a woman that's just a penuya. She's not a kavan, not a yavam. But at the end of the day, you did a ma'ase ishus. The ma'ase ishus is something that's going to work. If you want a shtal to oida benichsei ager, says Abaye, I think this is the better tzushel. Bottom line is, Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, as he often does throughout Shas, that I don't think this could be the proper svar. And it can't be that my time of the Rebbe, because he holds he's an oida benichsei ager, where the kasavar sheloihein, that loch is loikani. Elo, I'm an Abaye. Abaye says, so what is pshat in Rebbe? Why does Rebbe hold that if his Kedushin was done l'shum yavmus, that it's not going to be chal? He said, hocha b'mayaskin, and a little bit of an akimt. Going to amalos, gachi li b'mayim yavam. What he said clearly, he stipulated, he said, b'pem moli with bok tzeina, that I'm being mekadesh you, b'mayimer yavam. So here's the question. If somebody goes over to a penuya and says, hiskachi li b'mayimer yavam, is this going to be chal, or is this not going to be chal? So the Gemara is going to say now that really it's tali. It's tali in how exactly Maimer works. So we know that if a Yavam does Maimer to a Yavama, even according to Beisol, that Maimer is not Kayina Midai Raisa, but Midrabana, something happens. It strengthens the bond, it strengthens the issues between the Yavam and the Yavama. The Mai Nafkamina, all the Nafkaminas that we've been talking about, the most notable Nafkaminas, you have to get. You can't just do Chalitza anymore. At this point, you would have to do a get. But we saw on the top of the Yavam that the Gemara had two Tzadim in Lundis how exactly Maimer works. Because Maimer work that it strengthens qualitatively the Zika, the issues that exist between the Yavam and the Yavama. Or maybe no, maybe Maimer doesn't talk to the Zika. It's two separate things. The relationship that exists between Yavam and the Yavama is Zika. Maimer doesn't address that. Maimer is a new Indian. It's a new issue. The Gemara said, "L'may nafkamin." If someone would give a get, "L'mamori v'loy l'zikasa," the zikasa v'loy l'mamori. The Gemara now is going to say that there would be another nafkamin. If someone's mekadesh isha, as a Mesachtes Kedushin, nothing to do with Yavamis, goes over to a woman underneath the chuppah, and instead of saying, Harei at Mikudesh, asleep at the bath, zu, he says, Hiskachi libin, maimi Yavamin. You look, Yavamis this man, he's a grace of London, and he says, Hiskachi libin, maimi Yavamin. Would that work or would that not work? So the Gemara is going to say, it's good to speak this out, Baal Peh first, that it really depends. If Maimer is just an add on to a Zika, so the Inyan of Maimer has no Shaykhis to a Ponoyana Pnuya. And if that's the case, then a mirror of Kedushin is not an appropriate depiction and description of what's happening. As for that reason, it's not going to work. If, however, it's a separate issue, so then you can argue that that issue is really what the issues of Kedushin is. That every aspect of it looks like a Kedushin. And if that's the case, then in theory, that could work. So, Hachav Mayaskino, we're talking about where this Yavam went to the Yavama after the Chalitza and said, Eskachi li, b'maimer Yavam. Rabbi Sava Rabbi holds Maimer Ilui Zika Karami. That what is Maimer? It strengthens the Zika. So if that's the case, Vasoi Chalitza, Afgata Lezika. Once the Chalitza happened, the Zika's gone. If the Zika's gone, so right now this Maimer is nothing. Because what did he say? He said, Eskachili b'maimer Yavamin? That's not a Maisa Kedushin. What do you mean? He said Maimer Yavamin. Yeah, Maimer Yavamin is makes sense if there's a Zika, because the Chefetz of Maimer is Ilui Zika. And over here, you don't have the Zika anymore because he did Chalitza, Samamela, it's going to be nothing. Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan hold, the Hailuchu Dekai, the Hailuchu Dekai. That Maimer is never just an Ilui Zika, it's always a separate issue. So if that's the case, Mikaro, if it was a regular Panoy Abala Pnuya, Ilu Amala, Skachli B'maimi Yavamin, if he would say, Skachli B'maimi Yavamin, Milay Mahani, of course it works. A Hashtanami Man, there's no reason that it shouldn't work now either. Meaning, that's Pashit if he would be Mekadasher, and he would say a right Nusach of Kedushin after the Chalitza Avada would work. The Machlokes is whether Skatchali B'maimi Yavamin is a proper or it's not a proper. And that's what Rebbe meant. Rebbe said if he did it, L'shom Yishus, meaning Hareyat Mekudashos Libidabazu B'kidash Moshe V'Yisrael, then Avada would be good. If he did it, L'shom Yavmus, Tahainu, he said Skatchali B'maimi Yavamin, it's not going to work. Why not? Because he doesn't have a good Amira of Kedushin. The Amira itself is a problem, because Skatchali B'maimi Yavamin means that you want a Chalois Maimer. Chalois Maimer doesn't work between a man and a woman. It only works between a Yavam and a Yavama, and there's no Zika anymore. Why not? Because the Chalitz already knocked out the whole Zika. So if that's the case, it's not going to work. Rava Amar, Rava said as follows. Rava's the third pshat. He said, Ida Amar B'maim Yavamin, if the Yavam Taka, after the Chalitz would go over to the Yavam, would say, Iskachali B'maim Yavam Kul Namal Ptigid Mahanyo, everybody would agree that it would work. And the reason everybody would agree it would work is because everybody agrees that Maimer is a separate issue. And if the Maimer is a separate issue, just like any Panuya and Pnuya, it's actually B'mayim Yavamin would work, so there's no reason it shouldn't work here either. And even Rebbe would be Moida that if he said that, Das Heis L'Shum Ishus, there's no Mekach Tois over here, it's Pasha, everybody would agree it would work. What's the Shaila? The Shaila was going to Amalah. He said something else. He said, Iskachili bezikas yavamin. He didn't say, Iskachili b'maim yavamin. He said, Iskachili bezikas yavamin. And here's the question. If somebody says, Iskachili bezikas yavamin, in general, would that work or would that not work? Again, we're learning Kedusha now. Let's make believe. And someone goes over to a woman, Hare at mikudeshnes li bezikas yavamin, or Iskachili bezikas yavamin. Is it going to work? Or is it not going to work? The Gemara is going to say that it's totally in a shayla, a chakira that we're pretty familiar with. Yesh zika or ain zika? And the Gemara is going to say it's totally in yesh zika, ain zika, in a counterintuitive way. If you hold yesh zika, then it's mistaber that when you say iskachi lib zikas yavamin, you mean you want to be mekadesh the isha with the issues that already exist. Like you're leveraging that existing issues. If you hold ain zika, then there is no existing issues really to leverage. So what then does Iskachili Bezikas Yavamin mean? It means Anaya Maisa Kedushin. So if you hold Yesh Zika, then Iskachili Bezikas Yavamin only works with a Yavam and a Yavama. It works as a Maisa Maimer, but it's not going to work with a Pani and a Pnuya. If, however, you hold Ein Zika, then it could work. So Rava says that was the Nusach, very similar to what Abaya said, and that's the Machloikis over here. It's talking about where he said not Iskachili B'maimer Yavamin, but Iskachili Bezikas Yavamin. Rabbi Saba, Rabbi holds Yesh Zika, Rabbi holds Yesh Zika, and therefore, the only time Iskachili the Bezikas Yavamin is going to work is if there is a Zika. Ismasoi Chalitza Afketol Zika. Once we do Chalitza, there's no Zika anymore. So Melos Kachu the Bezikas Yavamin is not an Amira. So how could it work? So if you said Harei Mekudeshos the Bezikas Yavamin, it's going to work. But Lashum Yav Masak Rebbe, it's not going to work. Rabbanon Savi, the Rabbanon hold Ein Zika. They hold Ein Zika, and being that they hold Zika, may Kari Yilu Amelos Kachu the Bezikas Yavamin. Like Mahani, if a Pani would go to a Pnuyim and would say this Nusach, wouldn't it work? Hashanami Mahani. Now it's going to work as well. Reb Shravi on Reb Shravi is the fourth pshat. We have Rabbi Yosef, we had Rabbi, we had Rava. Once again, Rav Shrabio, he said a different shot. He said, B'chalitza k'sheira, in the event that a person would do a chalitza k'sheira, and then he would do kedushin afterwards, then the halach is, Ido amalo eskachi libezikas yavamin. If he would say, Hiskachi libezikas yavamin, kuli amaloi pligid loy mahani. Everybody would agree that it wouldn't work. And the reason it wouldn't work is because yesh zika, and because yesh zika, so skachli bezikas yavamin only makes sense between the yavam and yavamo. And once you do chalitza, there is no zika anymore. So if that's the case, it's not going to work. V'hacha. So what was the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim? It's talking about where he said skachli bezikas yavamin. Same way kimta like Rava. However, b'chalitza psula. But where he did a chalitza psula. So the case where Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing wasn't stam chalatz v'asa maimer. The case was where it was chalatz, but the chalitza was a chalitza psula. Rashi, kigoy, what's an example of a chalitza psula? The second skinny line. Shachalatz achar aget, come in flugi. Where first he gave a get, and then afterwards he went and he gave a chalitza. Mar sovar, chalitza psula,
Peiteres. Umarsova chalitza psula ina peiteres. And the machlokes is if the chalitza psula knocks out the zika, or if it doesn't knock out the zika. If you hold that the chalitza psula is going to knock out the zika, so it comes out, there's no zika anymore. If there's no zika, says kachal libezikas yavamin, is nothing, because everybody holds yesh zika. And because everybody holds yesh zika, says kachal libezikas yavamin, only works sense between a yavam and a yavam. Being that over here you did a chalitza, even though it was a chalitza psula, but chalitza psula is eichat a chalitza. So if that's the case, you knocked out the zika. If you knocked out the zika, it's kachal libezikas yavamin, it's not going to work. If a hovi hold a chalitza psula doesn't knock out the zika, so it comes out that Zika is going to still be there. If the Zika is still going to be there, Skachli b'Zika Zivamin is going to work. So the Rabbanon hold that a Chalitza Psula doesn't knock out the Zika. If it doesn't knock out the Zika, so therefore, Skachli b'Zika Zivamin is going to work. And therefore, they hold even Lashum Yavmus, the Mimer is going to be a Mimer. Whereas Rebbe holds that a Chalitza Psula knocks out the Zika. It's like a regular Chalitza Kshera. So if it knocks out the Zika, so Skachli b'Zika Zivamin is not going to work. Why? Because again, he holds, like everybody, according to Reb Sharavia, that Yesh Zika. Rav Ashi said a fifth shot. He said, Kuli Amar Chalitza Psula in a Paiteris. No, everybody holds a Chalitza Psula, really doesn't have the ability to knock out the Zika. So if Chalitza Psula doesn't have the ability to knock out the Zika, so that can't be the Machloikas, because everybody would hold that the Chalitza Psula, if the event he said is Kachalu Bezikas Yavamin, that the Mimer would be a good Mimer, because Chalitza Psula is in a Paiteris, so you still have the Zika's Yavamin, even if you hold the Yesh Zika. So if the Hocha, what's the Machloikas? B'yesh T'nai B'chalitza Kamifliki. It's talking about, again, in a Kimta, Machloikas Revin the Chachamim is where he did Chalitza, but he made Chalitza Ala T'nai. And here's the punchline. He wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. So Rashi's example is, Shechal Atzla, the Choyvet Sid Chalitza, and he said, Amenashe Titein Le Messiah Zuz. He says, I'm doing Chalitza, but it's on the condition that you give me 200 Zuz, and she never gave him the 200 Zuz. So the Tanai was never accomplished. The Shaila is, what happens if someone does Chalitza Ala Tanai, you're not Mekayim the Tanai? Is it a Chalitza, or is it not Chalitza? Ordinarily, if you do Kedushin, Gerushin, Kinyonim Ala Tanai, so you have to fulfill the Tanai. If you don't fulfill the Tanai, it's a Chiddush, it's learnt out from the Bnei God and the Bnei Ruven, where the halach is that if you're not Mekayim Tanai, it knocks out with any kinyan, any maisa that you might have done. However, when it comes to chalitza, it's not so poshet that Tanai works. And Skadaiva just mentioned this. The reason it's not so poshet that Tanai can knock out chalitza, this is a sugya with some major raid bites, as Hashem we're going to get to later in the Masechta. It's because chalitza is unique, and chalitza is less of a shlichus. The Gemara says that you can't do chalitza yidei shliach. And one of the rules in chalitza is, milsa the less of a shlichus is less of a tanai. Anything you can't do yidei shliach, you also can't manipulate yidei tanai. But apparently the Gemara says, Rav Ashi holds, and everybody agreed with that. And he says, al zeh onudon, and that was the machlokes. We're talking about where the chalitza did chalitza, he did chalitza la tanai, and he wasn't mekayim the tanai. Marsova yesh tanai b'chalitza. What mandama holds? Yesh tanai b'chalitza. Marsova ain't tanai b'chalitza. T'nyoda mandama holds? Ain't tanai. If you hold yesh tanai b'chalitza, so if you do chalitza and you weren't mekayim the tanai, so it comes out to nishkan chalitza. So if it's nishkan chalitza, so maybe let's wash it. That if you go ahead now and you do a mimer, then it's going to be a mimer. However, if you hold that ain't tanai b'chalitza, so even though you don't fulfill the tanai, the chalitza is still a chalitza. It's still a chalitza. So now already it's cholatz v'ach kachos a mimer, and then the chachamim say that is good. Ravina says the chuli alma yesh tanai b'chalitza. Everybody holds yesh tanai b'chalitza. There's no machlokes about that. V'hocha b'tanai kafel kamifik. It's talking about when the person made the tanai, he didn't make a tanai kafel. Marisava bina tanai kafel. That's a general machlokes and shas machlokes remain in the chachamim. Every single time a person does something ala tanai, how explicit do you have to be in the lashon of the tanai? Do you have to say I want it to be chal if I do this, and if I don't do this, then it shouldn't be chal? Or do we not have to make a tanai kafel? So hachav my skin, where the person did a chalitza, did ala tanai, however it wasn't a tanai kafel. That's the shaila: is it a chalitza or is it not a chalitza? And that's really what Rabbi Nachum were arguing about. So machlokes was in a specific case where you made a zasar chalitza, whether it is a chalitza or whether it is not a chalitza. The bottom line is, we're not going to recap this, but six different pshatim as to what the machloik is between Rebbe and the Chachamim might be. And this concludes the first part of today's daf. The second part of today's daf, the Gemara is going to revisit the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to discuss some of the pratim of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, which was really the first of the four dafin, in Perek Rabbi Gamliel, discussed at length what happens when a Yavam does Maimer, or gives a get to a Yavam. What happens if he did Maimer, then he gave a get, then he did Chalitza, then he did Yibam, right? All the different situations. And the Mishnah set it up in three parts. The first part of the Mishnah was discussing one Yavam, one Yavama,
all the different variables. The second part of the Mishnah was discussing one Yavam and two Yavamos. And then the Mishnah threw in the same thing would be true if there were two Yavamin and one Yavama, and there were a whole bunch of different cases. The Gemara now is going to discuss not all the cases, but several of the cases. So the Heiligi Gemara said in the Mishnah, Chalatz v'asa maimer v'nasan get u'baal v'chul. So the Mishnah said this not once, the Mishnah said this twice. The Mishnah says that what happens if the Yavam did Chalitza, then it doesn't matter what he does afterwards, in Acher Chalitza Klom. So it doesn't matter if he did Yibum, if he did Maimer, he did a Gek, in Acher Chalitza Klom. Then the Mishnah said the same exact thing as it relates to Bila. So if he did Yibum, and then after the Yibum, he was Boil again, he was Asa Maimer, he was Nasan Get, he was Chalitz, it's going to be the same exact Halacha. However, if you look carefully at the Mishnah, the Mishnah mentioned specifically that if you do something after the Chalitza, it's pointless. But the Mishnah never mentioned specifically that if you do something after the Be'ila, it's going to be pointless. And we mentioned it, we noted this a few times when we went through the Mishnah, right? Just to see it inside again. So it's on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, it's at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that what happens if he did Chalitza? So the halacha is that in the event he was chalatz for asa maimer, or he was chalatz and nasan get, or he was chalatz ubaal, or he was baal, and then he was asa maimer, and afterwards he was nasan get, afterwards he was chalatz, einacha chalitza klum. Now really what the Mishnah should have said was, einacha chalitza klum, einacha bi'ila klum. All the Mishnah said was, einacha chalitza klum. It's afraid to be more the question we've been waiting for, v'nisni nami einacha bi'ila klum. Why does the Mishnah only say, einacha chalitza klum, l'chayu? The Mishnah should have also said, einacha bi'ila klum. So the Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava, Dami Chavayu, Abaye and Rava both said, Tani, you're right, change the gerson in the Mishnah, ein achar biyaklum. They talk ahead a different gerson. Their gerson was not only ein achar chalitzaklum, ein achar chalitzaklum, ein achar biyaklum. So to our Tana Dida. So the Tana of our Mishnah, the Chura, didn't learn that way. Meaning Abaye v'Rava, right, the Lashon of the Gemara we have is Abaye v'Rava da Amri Travayu. Abaye v'Rava da Amri Travayu sounds like they're editing the Mishnah. If you look at the Goyis Habach says, Abaye v'Rava tonu. What's the difference? Abaye v'Rava d'Amri Travayu was a pirush on the Mishnah. So really, the Mishnah did say, einacha chalitza klum, einacha bi'ila klum. If that's the case, it would be the end of the conversation. The Bach says, we see from the Gemara that that's not what Abaye v'Rava are doing, because the Gemara doesn't end the conversation. So obviously, Abaye v'Rava tonu means they had a braiso, they had some version of a Mishnah, where, enochanami, what it said was, in achar chalitza klum, in achar biyaklum. But unzer Mishnah doesn't say that. So the question is, v'tana didan, why did our Tana not say that? Ataras yivam l'shuka difalek. Because our Tana would rather talk about chalitza than to talk about yivam, which is interesting, right? He'd rather discuss ataras yivam l'shuk, chalitza, which is matel yivam l'shuk, rather than to talk about yivam. So what's pashup shad in that? So it's kedai to see Rashi inside. Rashi dibor amaschol v'tana didan. The loy nokat biya. Our Tana didn't say biya. Avak after Iri Baba Seifa, even though it says biya as well. Mishum the because the time of Mishnah is more of a chavivus to mention heti yivam l'shuk uminosh naminon the einacha biyaklum. And once we would know that, we would also know einacha biyaklum. So Rashi v'tricha l'tana l'misni tarti. It was a tircha for the time of the Mishnah to say both einacha biyav einacha chalitzakum. The reason I thought it was worth mentioning this Rashi, stamazoy l'shoyne azov shal Rashi. But besides, this is the longest Mishnah ever, right? They have every single permutation in the Mishnah, and Rashi says this is where the Tana drew the line. The point is, even in the long Mishnah, it's all with a cheshbon. The long Mishnah is a long Mishnah of kitzer. Of la'olam yishana adam le'talmid b'derech tzar. The Tana always speaks b'kitzer. It's long. He's saying a lot of things b'kitzer. But everything is always being said concisely. Everything is b'tachlis ha'dikduk, b'tachlis ha'kitzer. So Zok Rashi. Maybe that's the limud. You have this long Mishnah. Oh, you think, oh, this is it's not a long-winded Mishnah. Every word in this Mishnah is a bir agra. Every word is betachlis adiktok. And therefore, betrichel etan in this nitarit. If the Tana doesn't have to say inachar biyaklum, why would it say inachar biyaklum? Now, what's pshat? It's chaviva le letana lemisti. Why did the Tana rather talk about Yavam l'shuk? So some say that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Abishol. Abishol holds mitzvahs chalitzas kodemis lemitzvahs yibam, and therefore he'd rather talk about chalitza than to talk about yibam. This is something actually we're going to talk about, not this Mamish, but Me'inyan Le'inyan, Abishol and the Chachamim is going to play out very much in the Rishayim in the beginning of Perek Abal Yevimtai, so we're going to talk more about Abishol in the coming days. So again, we're going to go through some of the nuances and some of the cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Echad Yevam Achas, Echad Shtei Yevamos. then it just leaves us hanging. So it's not clear exactly what this is referring to, right? Echad Yevamah, Shtei Yevamahs, whole bunch of different cases. So if you look in the Hagoyes Fitzayonim, if you have it on the side of your Gemara, so really what it's referring to, the word Gersois that continued, it said, Ketzad Asa Maimer Bezu, Umaimer Bezu. So the Mishnah said that in the event that you had one Yavam and two Yavamas, right? The first part of the Mishnah was one Yavam, one Yavam. Then we go to one Yavam, two Yavamas, and then we go to two Yavamin and one Yavama. So in the event that it was one Yavam and two Yavamas, and he did Maimer Bezu, Umaimer Bezu, so the Mishnah said, Sricha Shnei Gittin V'chalitza. So once Maimer is done, at that point, you can't do Yibum with the other Yavam, because Bayezachu Dubayin V'nabayin Shtei Batim. Which means that if it was Maimer Lazu and Maimer Lazu, you can't be Miyabim any of the Yavamas. Which means at that point, you're going to have to do Chalitza. Maimer also created this Ishus, which is going to require you to give a get. So the Mishnah said that in that instance, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to give Shnei Gittin, and you're going to have to do Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Masnis and Loik Ben Asai. This Mishnah is not like Ben Asai. Just to mention one other thing before we see the Gemara, that's also clear that the Tana of the Mishnah, we spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah, Rashi speaks to that in the Mishnah, is going according to the Chacham that hold Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. Right, Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. Rabbi Gamliel holds a Maimer Acha Maimer. Chacham holds Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. From the fact that Maimer Lazu, they both need a get, so that's a raya. Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Klar, good. Talk to Gemara. Masis like Ben Azai. Mishnah not Ben Azai. I learned to the rise. Ben Azai. Ben Azai said, we saw Ben Azai already. Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer b'shnei Yevamah b'Yevamah Achas. This Maimer Acha Maimer, if there were two Yevamin and one Yevamah, so if the two Yevamin each did Maimer to the same Yevamah, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Oh, but the aim Maimer Acha Maimer b'shnei Yevamahs b'Yevamah. But if one Yavam would do Maimer, then Maimer again to two different Yavamas, then a Maimer Acha Maimer. So Zokti Gemara, just like the Mishnah's Deloik Rabbi Gamliel, that's Pashit, because Rabbi Gamliel holds a Maimer and a Maimer, you should know that the Mishnah is also the like of Ben Azai, because even though Ben Azai sometimes holds Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, but at the same time, if there's one Yavam, two Yavamas, he holds a Maimer Achar Maimer, and the second shlav of the Mishnah is talking about one Yavam, two Yavamis, and it clearly says Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. How do you know that? Asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu, Tzricha Shnei Gittin. Must be the Tana of the Mishnah is like Ben Azai. Again, we could have said the Tana of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel, but that was obvious. That was like Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel was mentioned in the Mishnah, who says immediately Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, and then all of a sudden we have all the feller of the Mishnah. We have a Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. So we knew the Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel. But you should know. It's kedai tzivisin that the Mishnah is oichet loike Ben Azai. Because even though there's a Ben Azai that holds sometimes Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, but clearly our Mishnah is not Ben Azai. Our Mishnah is of the opinion you always say that Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Okay. Ketzad, Maimer Luzu, Vechulus. What's this referring to? So again, it's hard to know each case, just from the Dibra Maskel, what part of the Mishnah it's going back to. So it's referring to the Mishnah that said, Maimer Bezu, Vechalatz Luzu. Again, it's one Yavam, it's two Yavamas. The one Yavam did Maimer to one of the Yavamas, and then he did chalitzna to the second Yavam. So what's the halacha? He did maimer to one, he did chalitzna to the other. So the zikah is knocked out because he did chalitza. What do you have to address? Now you have to address the maimer. So the Mishnah said, tzricha get, you have to give a get. So the Gemara says, leimim sayel l'shmu. This Mishnah would seem to support Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, chalitza ba'alas maimer le'nifter atzarasa, that in the event that one of the Yavamin did Maimer, or let's say there was even one Yavam, and there were two Yavamas, and he did Maimer to one, so the halach is, yes, if he does Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, it's not going to pata the Tzara, and the reason is because it's considered a Chalitza Psula. Once you do Maimer to one Yavama, at that point, obviously you can't do, at that point, it impacts the Zika, without getting into the sugi of Chalitza Psula, and it impacts it to the point that if you do Chalitza to the Bala Snaimer, it wouldn't pat to the Tzar. That was Shmuel's sheet in Chalitza Psula, right? There's a whole bunch of different sheets in Chalitza Psula. That's the sheet of Shmuel. Right? This is the often quoted member of Shmuel in the sugi of Chalitza Psula. That if you do Chalitza to the Bala Snaimer, it's not going to pat to the Tzar. So what's the Leimim Messiah Leil Shmuel? Right? What's Pashim Shah? Because the Mishnah said that if you didn't Maimer Bezu, the Chalatz Lezu, Tzrichas get from the Balas Maimer. It sounds like you had to do chalitza to the other one. It sounds like that once you did maimer to one, you didn't have the option to do chalitza to that one, to pater the tzara, because it would have been a chalitza psula, because you would have been a chalatz lebalas maimer. So chalatz lezu, osa maimer bezu, but then chalatz lezu, that's when it's going to work. But if you do chalitza to the balas maimer, it wouldn't work. Why? This must be a riot to Shmuel. So Gemara says, Neimo, misayele, the Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, chalatz lebalas maimer, leniftar tzarasa. Okay, that's number one. Number two, right, kamo, vityufta de Rav Yosef, right, that's also lema misayele, the Shmuel, the lema tiufta de Rav Yosef. What would be the tiufta de Rav Yosef? Who's Rav Yosef? So Rashi says Rav Yosef that we had in Perak Achilles. We've had it a few times. That Rav Yosef said, "Lo yishpech adam mei bayrei va'acherim tzrichon lehem." Rav Yosef was commenting on the Mishnah, and Rav Yosef's halacha essentially was that in the event that there's two women that you could do chalitza to, one of them you're potentially, one of them is anyways going to be pasul lekuna, and the other one will not be pasul lekuna. You should do chalitza to the one that's not going to be pasul lekuna. So what would be the tuf to the Rav Yosef? It would make sense, l'chayr, according to Rav Yosef, to do chalitza to the balas maimer. Because the balas maimer, anyway, is going to have to give a getter. Once you give a getter, she's going to be pasul lekuna. So if she's anyways going to be pasul lekuna, wouldn't it make sense to do chalitza to her? So why are you doing chalitza to the other one? So the Gemara says, l'chayr, this is a raya to Shmuel, and it's a tuf to the Rav Yosef. It's a raya to Shmuel, presumably, the reason you're doing chalitza to the tzara, because if you do chalitza to the balas maimer, it would be chalitza psula. And it's a tuf to the Rav Yosef, because according to Rav Yosef, faket, according to Rav Yosef, you would dafka want to do chalitza to the balas Ha-maimer, because the balas maimer is anyways going to be pasul lekuna. Why? Not because of the maimer, but because you're going to end up giving her a get. So being that you're going to give her a get, so she's going to end up being anyways pasul lekuna. So why are you going and doing the chalitza to the tzara l'chari? You should do the chalitza to the balas maimer. But the Gemara says that this Mishnah is not a misayele l'shmul. This Mishnah is also not a tyufta de Rav Yosef, but rather miktani chalitz. Cholatz ktani di'evet. Right? The Mishnah didn't say you should be cholatz the tzar. That's not what the Mishnah said. What did the Mishnah say? If you did maimer to one and you did chalitza to the other, so then yeah, right? The Mishnah's talking about a bunch of happenstances, a bunch of things that might have happened. So zok the Mishnah, if this is what happened, this is the way you go about. Now you want to know if there are two yevamos and you do maimer to one. What's the halacha now in terms of doing chalitza? If you decide you want to do chalitza, who you should do the chalitza to? Chveisnish. Maybe you should do chalitza dafka to the balas maimer. Alt Rav Yosef Svara, maybe Fakert, Chveisnish. But the bottom line is the Mishnah never told you who to do chalitza to. And if that's the case, it has nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha. This has nothing to do with Rav Yosef's halacha. Get lezu, the get lezu, the chulu. The Mishnah said that in the event that the person went and the person gave a get lezu, the get lezu. So if you went ahead and you gave a get to both of them, so what's the halacha? Tzrichas amena chalitza. So the halacha is, then you do chalitza. Right, once you give a get, you can't do yibum anymore, because given shaloi bana shuv lo yib. Now we look at get as being a chalitza, so at that point, tzrichas amena chalitza. The Gemara says, lehim v'sayel rabbi barafunu. There should be a right rabbi rafunu. Amar rabbi rafunu, rabbi rafunu said halacha in the sugya of chalitza psula. The chalitza psula tzricha l'chazra kol ha'achin. That if you have a chalitza psula, you have to go to all the brothers. What's the point? The point is this, l'chayr is a chalitza psula. Why is it a chalitza psula? Because once you give a get, at that point you can't do yibum. If you can't do yibum, then that's a classic example of where the chalitza would be chalitza psula. Right? It's different types of chalitza psulas. Right? You do maimer, it's a chalitza psula. You do maimer, you could do yibum, but it doesn't matter. If you do chalitza afterwards, it's a chalitza psula, like we just had a few lines ago. So too, if you give a get, it's a chalitza psula. Why is that a chalitza psula? Because you can't do yibum. If you can't do yibum, it's a chalitza psula. So over here, from the fact that both of them need chalitza, that should be a raya, the chalitza psula, tzricha lachzar kol achad. Because if you're going to tell me chalitza psula, you don't have to go to all the brothers. So why tzricha is chalitza? It sounds like they're both in chalitza. One should be enough. So Mara says, my tzricha is tzricha is ta'am. When it says tzricha, it doesn't mean they both need chalitza. But rather, what it means is that tzricha is ta'am. It means that in all women in this type of situation would need a chalitza, but not that each yevam in the same nefila liyimam would require a chalitza. Get lezu, v'cholatz lezu. What happens? You gave a get to one, you did chalitza to the other. So the Mishnah said, if you did a get to one and you did chalitza to the other, so then you don't have to do anything, right? What do you have to do? Chalitza knocked out the zika, because you gave a get, you don't have to do anything after a get. Right? This is very similar to the case of maimer lezu v'chalitza lezu. The difference is, when you did maimer, you have to give a get for the maimer. When you gave a get, then you don't have to. So get lezu v'chalitza lezu. So the Gemara is going to repeat what it just said a moment ago. Leimim v'sayel le'shmul, l'chayr should be a raya to Shmuel. Why? Because it's mashma that once you give a get to one, you can't do chalitza to it. You have to do chalitza to the other. Why? Probably because once you give a get, it's a chalitza psula. So you see, chalitza psula, the halacha is, it doesn't, why nifter a tzarasa? V'tiyavi tufta de Rabbi Yosef. And not just that, l'chayr would be a tufta de Rabbi Yosef. Why would it be a tufta de Rabbi Yosef? Because according to Rabbi Yosef, why are you doing chalitza to the second one? L'chayr, you should do chalitza to the first one. By the way, you should have mentioned this earlier. Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. Tosfos says, how could it be a raya to Shmuel at a tufta de Rabbi Yosef? Lo'ilam, Rabbi Yosef will tell you that I hold that of course you should do chalitza to the psula, but you can't do chalitza to the psula because of Shmuel, because it's a chalitza psula. That's kasha. But either way, says the Gemara again, like it said earlier, le'me misayeh le the Shmuel v'tiyavet tufta to Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says, mik tani chaylets chalatz tani diav. Again, it doesn't say you should do chalitza to the other one. It says, in the event they did chalitza to the other one, this is what the halacha is going to be. But you want to know lechatchila what to do chalitza to? I don't know. The Mishnah is not talking about that. And because the Mishnah is not talking about this, has no bearing not on the halacha of Shmuel. This has no bearing on the halacha of Rabbi Yosef. Chalatz v'chalatz oicholatz. So the Mishnah said, "Some tzveitin." Well, again, this is going to be a repeat of a Gemara we had earlier. That if there was a chalitza done, einacha chalitza klum. And if there was a beer done, the Mishnah said the halach of einacha beer klum, but didn't say the words einacha beer klum. So, faith the Gemara, listen, inami einacha beer klum. Abaye v'rava. What does the Bach say again? The tanu abaye v'rava were tanu. They both taught. Ein acha biyaklum. They taka had a girsa of ein acha biyaklum because that's the truth. Faith, whatever time it did on, our time, why did it only say ein acha chalitza klum? Shouldn't it have also said ein acha biyaklum? So the Gemara says, Ataras Yavam Lashuk Adivalai. Our time would rather talk about Ataras Yavam Lashuk. He wanted to talk about chalitza, like we said. Maybe chalit, mitzvah chalitza's kaidemes. It's a trichale milsa to be talking about ein acha chalitza klum, ein acha biyaklum, and that's why it said it the way it said it. Bein Yavam Echad. So the Mishnah said that it doesn't matter if it was one Yavam, one Yavama. It doesn't matter if there was one Yavam, two Yavamas. It doesn't matter if there were two Yavamin and one Yavama. What? Ein acha chalitza klum and ein acha bliya klum. Right? So the Mishnah said in all these different cases, ein acha chalitza klum, the ein acha bliya klum. Now specifically, we said, ein acha chalitza klum. So in the event, again, there's so much in the Mishnah. So every time you start a new Gemara, you have to know which exact detail of the Mishnah is the Gemara zoning in on. So we're zoning in on the fact that once a chalitza was done, at that point, if a maimer would be done or a beer would be done, at that point, it would be ein achar of klum, meaning it wouldn't be chal. But that's what the halacha would be. And again, it doesn't matter if it's one yavam, one yavama. It doesn't matter if it's one yavam, two yavamas. And it doesn't matter if it's two yavamin and it's one and it's one yivama. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam mil Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar who holds kula besa belavkai, who holds that once one yavam does chalitza to one yivama, what's the halacha? At that point, the Israel Shazach of all the Yavam and all the Yavamis falls away. And all you have is Kivan Shalai Bana Shavla Yivna. And not just for the Chaylitz and the Chalutza, but for all the Yavam and all the Yavamis. Why? Like the Gemara was Mazbid, the Lamdas on the Fyodam Ebeis, because it works with Shlichas. So we say that when the one Chaylitz acted and he did Chalitza, he was acting as a Shlich on behalf of everybody else. And we say the one Chalutza that received the Chalitza, she was acting as a Shlich on everybody's behalf as well. So being that it works with Shlichas, it comes that everybody only has a lot. If anybody only has a lot, Zok the Gemara, say it's to the Chashminon, I understand the Mishnah. I have why the Mishnah had to tell me ein acha chalitza klum. Because I would have thought the ein kedushin toivs b'chayv elav. I would have thought that maybe the halach is kedushin toivs b'chayv elav. Kamash malon that the time of the Mishnah is who in the beginning of the daf Rabbi Akiva that kedushin is not toivs b'chayv elav. That's why the Mishnah went to great lengths to tell me this halach. So again, the Mishnah says yavam echad yavam achas chalitza and then maimer ein acha chalitza klum. One yavam, two yavamos. He does chalitza to one, maimer to the other, ein acha chalitza klum. If it's two yavamin and one yavam does chalitza, other one does maimer, ein acha chalitza klum. Each one is a chiddush. The reason each one is a chiddush is because if you hold kedushin toifus b'chayv elavin, so the second maimer, or the maimer, the second maisa is going to be chal. Because once chalitza is done, there's no iser eshesach. All there is a chayv elavin. So if kedushin toifus b'chayv elavin, you would think the maimer is chal. Kamash malon the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, kedushin is not toifus b'chayv elavin. It's a grace of chiddush. But according to Rish Lakish, that holds kula beisa bekaris kai, that after one yavam does chalitza or yibam for that matter. But once he does chalitza or yibam, what happens? He himself only has a lois asay of kimin shloim bana shuv layivna. He himself has only an asay of bayis echad ubayna veina bayna shnei batim. But all the other yavam and all the other yavamos, they have a regular es yasach. So if that's the case, it's through chlashmi inan dein kedushin toivsim bechayve krisos. So why would the Tana have to mishnah? The mishnah have to tell me ein acha chalitza klum, ein acha bia klum when there's two yavamos or two yavam? Bishlam, one yavam, one yavama. So, okay, once the chalitza is done, so at that point, I understand. But in the case of two yavamin or two yavamos, so then, l'chura, where's the negeya the ma'ir? It's negeya the other person. The other person has a regular isra yishasach. So, Bishlam, like Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone has a loisa, say, itzrech lashmi inon, that kedushin is not toifas v'chayvi lavin, like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Reish Lakish, it's a chayvi krisos. So the Gemara says, bitmiyo, itzrech lashmi inon, then kedushin toifasim v'chayvi krisos. So the Gemara says, I'm not Reish Lakish. This is going to tell you, Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Leben, tell me, according to you, the Mishnah is perfect. Every word of the Mishnah is mamish needed. Let me ask you, Sneifa Diktani, it said, Baal v'asa maimer, right? He was Baal, and after he was Baal, he was asa maimer. It's through Chlashmina, and then Kedush, and Taivs, and Beishas Ish, right? In the case of two Yevamin and one Yevama, right? Every line, you have to know what the case is. Where it was two Yevamin and one Yevam, and it says, Baal v'asa maimer. So what happened? The first Yevam did beer. Now she's his wife, 100% Kedas Moshe of Israel. Now the other Yavam does Maimer. Do I need the Tana of the Mishnah to tell me it's not going to work? Of course not. So why did the Tana of the Mishnah say it? So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yechon, it's Pashua. El Aydi, the Tana Hataras Yavam Echad V'Yavam Achas. It's because the Tana of the Mishnah originally told me that Allah is of one Yavam and one Yavam. And in the world of one Yavam and one Yavam, everything was necessary. What do you mean, Zokrei Shlokish? For example, you're telling me that why does Mishnah have to tell me that Maimer after Chalitza is not going to work? It's a Chayvei Krisos. That's only true if there's two Yavamis or there's two Yavamin. But if there's one Yavam and one Yavama, and the one Yavam does Chalitza, then afterwards the Yibam that's going to take place is, or the Maimer, I'm sorry, that would take place, would be a Maimer that's Bechayvei Lavin, because that Yavam and that Yavama for sure is going to only have a Lois Hasei. So one Yavam, one Yavama needed to tell me. So Tananam Yishtei Yavamis, V'Yavam Ech. So once we mentioned all the cases of Yavam and Yavama, we mentioned all the cases of Shtei Yavamas Yavam Echad. Either Tani Shtei Yavamas Yavam Echad, Tani Nami Shtei Yavamas Yavam Echad. It's true, there's going to be a few halachas that are going to be miyutar, but there's a cheshben. The cheshben is that in the first case, Yavam Echad and Yavam Echad, everything that was mentioned was necessary, and because everything that was mentioned that was not everything in the first case was necessary, so once we mentioned that, so then we ended up mentioning everything else as well. Cholatz v'asa maimer v'nasan v'chulu. So the Mishnah is referring back, or the Gemara is referring to back which part of the Mishnah. Again, we need help here. So zok teilig Rashi, top line, ayavam echad v'yavam achas kai. So we're going back to Yavam Echad and Yavam Achas. That's the part of the Mishnah that we're referring back to. And the Mishnah said that in the event the Yavam did Chalitza, and after the Chalitza he did Maimer, and then, or he gave a get, or he was Bayal, or the same is true if he was for his Bayal. And then he was also Maimer, and then he was Nasan Geri, and then he did Chalitza. So the halach is, Ein Acha Chalitza Klum, and Abai V'Rava Watanu, also Ein Acha Bila Klum. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam, Echol, it's also Maimer. Bishlam, if he did Chalitza, and afterwards he did Maimer, it's Derech. I need the Mishnah to tell this to me. Again, one Yavam, one Yavamah. Did Chalitza, then he did Maimer. It's necessary. Why? I would have thought, Nigsna Maimer, the Basa Chalitza, Otum Maimer, the Kami Chalitza. I would have thought we should be Geyser, Maimer, Acha Chalitza, Otum Maimer, before Chalitza. And Maimer, before Chalitza, is for sure something. So you would have thought that the Maimer after Chalitza is also something. Else, Xero. Kamash Bonda, Gazrina, that's the Chiddush, we're not Geyser. Now, just to speak out what Rashi speaks out, Rashi just says it, Bekitzer. He says two words, Afilu the Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, Avada, the Ikka Chiddush of the Mishnah was Rabbi Akiva. The Talmud, Kedushin is not Taivis B'chayv Lavin. So, Dos Alein is necessary to tell me that if you do Maimer after Chalitza, the Maimer is not going to be a Maimer. But the Gemara is saying, even in Rabbi Akiva, there's a Chiddush. The Gemara is just adding a nice Chiddush. And the Gemara is saying that the Talmud Chalitz was a Maimer, the Maimer is nothing, I think it's a Chiddush even in Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, the Chiddush is not only that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Even in Rabbi Akiva's world, Rabbi Akiva would oisker at the Chiddush in Zayin Shir. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva would have told you that you could have thought that Maimer macha chalitza, you may be confused with Maimer lifnei chalitza. Maimer lifnei chalitza is for sure something. So therefore, maybe Maimer macha chalitza is also something. So therefore, it's necessary. Elo chalatz v'nasan get, lomali, but chalatz v'nasan get? Why did the Mishnah say chalatz v'nasan get? And let's just be masked with the Gemara a little bit better. We said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of cases in Yavam Echad Yavam Achas. And then it went through the cases with one Yavam and Shtei Yavamas. And then the Gemara was even Moisef, if it would be true for Shtei Yavam and Yavam Achas. Right? All these different cases. And the Gemara said that there are some cases that don't seem to be much of a Chiddush. And the Gemara was fine with that. The Gemara acquiesced. The Gemara said, I hear. Say that. Aber the Yavam Echad Yavam Achas is all Chiddushim. And once there's a chiddush in Yavam Echad Yavam Achas, but there Agam will mention everything else. Okay, but Yavam Echad Yavam Achas, it sounds like for sure there needs to be a chiddush. So let's learn Yavam Echad Yavam Achas. The Yavam went, he did chalitza, and after the chalitza, he gave a get. So the Mishnah, the get is garnished. Faith the Gemara. Why do you need to tell me that? Can you want to tell me the Maimer is garnished? I hear it. That's such a chiddush. Even Rabbi Akiva, I could tell you it's a chiddush. Oh, but right, the meaning, the Gemara is just trying to say, any tzad chiddush I'll live with. Oh, but what's the chiddush of nasan get? I pasha don't see a chiddush. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Olitamech." According to you, in the seifa. Let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. Bal va'asa maimer. Right? Not the einacha chalitza klum, but the einacha beila klum. So mentioned again, he did beila and after beila, he did all these things. Bal va'asa maimer. Bal va'nasan get. So bishlam the bal va'nasan get. Bishlam the bal va'nasan get. Itzrich. And by the way, what did it mean? Bal va'nasan get einacha beila klum. This is very important. Wait a minute. If someone's bail, the Yavama, so he's kainer. Then he gives her a get. So she's divorced. The get is something. In achar, bila klum meant that once you do a bi'ilu, you don't have to do chalitza. It means, in achar, bila klum klapi the zika, right? Pashup shan the Mishnah. But it doesn't mean that the get's nothing. Of course it's something. So, zokhtigmar, bishlam above an asan get itzterich. That's a chiddish in the terms of the zika. Zokhtigmar, I would have thought, nigza get the basa bi'ilu, to get the kami bi'ilu. Because I would have thought that being that if you're going to tell me that the get after the bi'ilu is going to terminate the issues without needing a chalitza. So people might think that if you give a get, lifnei chalitza, maybe you could do the same thing. So this is a lifnei bilo, so maybe the same thing could happen. Kamash mu like us, you know. So that would be the chiddush. They don't make such a gzera. Abba ba'al v'asam, I'm a lamali. Abba ba'al v'asam, I'm a lamali. Again, ba'al v'nasam get, the Gemara says, even though I don't hear such a chiddush there either, but we can live with it. But ba'al v'asam, what does that mean? You married her. So now you did maimer, it's nothing. What would you think the maimer would do? You're being moisif in what? In your marriage? What do you mean moisif? Ella, what do you have to say? It's pashut. I did the tana. Being that the resha, the first part, the chalitza part of the Mishnah, the chalitza part of that part of the Mishnah, said chalatz v'asa maimer. And that we said had a chiddush, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there was a chiddush. So tana nami bal v'asa maimer. Oh, if that's the case, because we just said that would be a chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe get lifnei yibum is also something. The Mishnah then said, "Bizman shehi v'chulu." So again, what's that referring to? Every nuance in the Mishnah. We're coming at the finish line. So the Mishnah said, "Bizman shehi v'chulu," that there's a nafkamino between the idea of einacha chalitza klum and einacha bila klum. Again, the Mishnah said einacha chalitza klum, but also said without saying einacha bila klum. What does that mean? Once chalitza is done, nothing afterwards. Once bila is done, nothing afterwards. Oh, but the Mishnah says it's nafkamina. The nafkamina is einacha chalitza klum. Doesn't matter if it's betchila, if it's beemtz, it's besayif. Doesn't matter where the chalitza happened. Meaning, if there was a get, then chalitza, then maimer. If there was a maimer, then chalitza, then get. Once there's a chalitza, you know the zik is done with. B is not true. B a betchila knocks everything out. But if there was a get, for example, given and then the B was given, or let's say one Yavam did Maimer and then the other Yavam did the B, or the Yavam did Maimer to one Yavam and then the B to the other Yavam, in those cases, you're not going to say Nacha B'il Klum. And the reason was, is because Halacha B'il Psula. And B'il Psula states that in the event that you weren't supposed to do B'il, or B'il Midirabbanan, it's like an Yavad Loi Mahani, it doesn't knock out the Zika, and the Halacha is not going to work. So the Chalitza, there's no such Halacha of Chalitza Psula. Now, it's a whole different type of Chalitza Psula. But this Chalitza Psula you don't have, it doesn't exist, it doesn't make sense. Because you're always allowed to do chalitza. So therefore, there's not going to be a loch of einacha chalitza klum. But as it relates to bila, there is a concept of sometimes it's going to be einachar bia klum, but sometimes it'll be yesh achar bia klum. So again, what's the sheet of the Tana of the Mishnah? In case that was confusing. When it comes to chalitza, it doesn't matter if it's betchila b'emtza b'soif. Once it's chalitza, gamarnu. As it relates to bia, it depends. If it's betchila, yeah. But if it's b'emtza b'soif, it's not going to be that way. Zok to Gemara, masnisin, the loikei Tana. Our mission is not like the following time. Tanya, we're learning to the Braisa. Abba Yossi ben Yoichanon ish Yerushalayim oymi mishum Rameyer. Abba Yossi ben Yoichanon, he was a Yerushalayim Yid. And he said in the name of Rameyer, he said, Achas be'ilo v'achas chalitza. Doesn't matter if it's b'ilo chalitza. B'tchila, if it's done in the beginning, in acharei akol, then anything that happens afterwards is not applicable. But emtzu b'soy, if it happens in the middle of the end, yesh acharei akol. And Zok Gemara, if that's the case, if you're holding cheshbin, the sholish machloikis b'dabas. So the Gemara says there's three machloikis in this halacha. Tana kama sova, tana kama holds bia deikala migzar bia, where it makes sense to make a gzera. And that was the halacha bia psula gazrina. We were guys, a chalitza, the lakala migzar, like gazrina. But the chalitza, where there was no svara to make a gzera, like gazrina, over there we're not going to be guys. So what was the ikala migzar that we had by bia? So the Gemara said that there was a little bit of a chashash that if you're going to allow bia after get, you may allow bia after chalitza as well. And if you're going to allow bia after maimer, where another brother, let's say, did the maimer, or you did maimer with another yavama, you may allow bia after bia with another yavama. Now, bia after chalitza is a problem, it's kimin shalai bana shuv layivne, and bia after bia is a problem, because bia is achadu bain, bain bain shnei batim. So the Gemara said, when it comes to bia, it's ikalim mix. And when it comes to chalitza, the Gemara said, there's no svar why you should ever make a gzer, right? The Gemara had a havamina why there should be a gzer, but ultimately the Gemara said, there's no reason that you should make a gzer. So the Gemara says, Tanakama holds that there's alocha bia psula because of the gzer that the Gemara mentioned, afnu ram beis. But there's no alocha of chalitza psula. So therefore, chalitza bain betchila bain mamtza bain besoif. However, as it relates to bia, it's only going to be betchila nap emtze b'sayf. Rav Nechemya sover. Rav Nechemya holds bia nami lekta lemigza. That bia, it also makes sense to make things. Who is Rav Nechemya? We had Rav Nechemya earlier in the parak. He said that by bia also, there's no svara to make a gzera. Why? Because udikamer ligza bia acha get mishum bia acha chalitza. You're gonna tell me maybe we should be goyza bia acha get otu bia acha chalitza. So there should be a locha of bia pesula. No, it doesn't make sense. So who's gonna confuse a get and a chalitza? We're dealing with a yavam over here. Keeping the chalitza dayraisa made a yadi. Everyone knows it's a difference between chalitza and get. Udikamer ligza bia acha maimer mishum bia acha get bia. Right? You wanted to tell me maybe make gzera bia acha maimer that should be a bia pesula otu bia acha bia again. Keeping the bia dayraisa, being that bia is dayraisa, ha made yadi. Everyone's going to know that it's going to be different. And that's why Rab Nechemya held that even bia, it doesn't matter if it's betchila be'emtzo b'soif, the halacha is always going to be ein acha bia klop. Who's the third shita? The shita we just mentioned, Abi Yosi ben Chonon, Savalak Rabbanon, he holds like the Rabbanon, the Gazri b'bia. That there was a svara to make a gzera by bia. Otu chalitza, otu bia. Gaza chalitza mishum bia. And then he was gaza chalitza mishum bia. So the bottom line is, as it relates to the halacha of the Mishnah, ein acha chalitza klum, ein acha bia klum, sholish machloikos bedavar. There's a three-way machloikos. The shita of the Tanakam is, ein acha chalitza klum means it doesn't matter when the chalitza is done. If it's done betchila ba'emtza b'saif, if it's done after maimer, before get, maimer and chalitza, it doesn't matter where it's done. Once there's a chalitza, ein acha chalitza klum. Bia, no, that's more complicated. Bia betchila, ein acha bila klum. But bila betchila ba'emtza b'saif, that you can't say ein acha bila klum. And the reason is, because if the bia came after a get, or after a maimer, so then already, there's going to be a gzera bia acha get, otu bia acha chalitza, which is a problem. It's a loisa saying the Torah. Or bia achar maimer otu bia achar bia with another yavama, which is also an issa deiraisa bayis achadu bayna 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 shnei batim. And therefore, Chazal would goize that the bia should be a bia psula, which means you have to do a chalitza after the bia. So the shita of the Tanakam is chalitza bein betchila bein mensah bein besayf, as relates to bia bein only betchila, not bein mensah besayf. Rav Nechemya was the second shita. Rav Nechemya holds that there's no gzera bia acha get otu bia acha chalitza. There's no gzer bia acha maimer otu bia acha bia, because everyone knows the distinction between chalitza and get, the distinction between bia and maimer. One's the raisa, one's the rabbanon. And if that's the case, just like chalitza is bein betchila bein mensah besayf, so to be is bein betchila bein mensah besayf. And then the third shnita is abba Yosi ben Yoichanon ish Yerushalayim she'oma mishum rameh. And he's the 30s, the extreme shnita. He holds that just like bia is only betchila, not be'emtza b'soif, so to chalitza. Bia, why? Because of the gzera. What about chalitza? The guy's a chalitza, otur bia. On that note, hadron aloch, Rabban Gamliel.